Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We're back with some more Ego Spark. We probably won't do a full hour this time because I had to do the comics, but we'll do a full hour tomorrow, so, and I'll just do an hour and a half, right, so we can make up for it. So let's get started. Day 2 of Living with Ego. And of course, he says before that, Ego, I want to ask you a question, or I've got something I want to ask you. It's around 10 in the morning. I have something important to discuss, so I came over to her early in the morning. It's very pressing, I'm sure. Well, I mean, we recharged your energy yesterday, right? Indeed, you ejaculated inside of me without hesitation, twice, completely out of obligation, I'm sure. Definitely think there's something off with that characterization of what happened, but we can set that aside for now. What I want to know is, now that a whole night's passed, how much energy do you have left? I found myself wondering about it when I woke up. I'm comfortably happier having sex with Ego than dying, as it turns out. Of course, it also still isn't like we've got money to burn, but as a person, she probably counts as one, right? I can't say I dislike her at all. If semen's the best thing to fill her tanks, I can man the pumps. We're on the ship, it set sail, and we can't send it back to shore. All that being said, I'd still rather avoid sex for Ego's sake. That's why, for future reference, I want to get a solid grasp of the situation. Oh, let me see, I've dropped to about 60% charge. 60%? Didn't I fill you up to 100% yesterday? You did charge me quite significantly, given that you had oh so much fun dropping your loads inside of me. Until our little exchange, my energy reserves were at essentially zero, so it's quite a feat. Yet still, I think my energy consumption rate is higher than anticipated. Under my normal circumstances, the antenna should be keeping me topped up, after all. You're kidding me. From having sex last night to this morning, she's dropped to 60% charge. And that was just from her sleeping. You're telling me that even if I charge her up to full, that'll hardly last a day? Whether or not the rate's higher than she anticipated given her specs, it's certainly higher than what I'd imagine. I have been working to allocate my memory since last night to optimize my system's energy consumption in the antennaless state I find myself in. I believe that when I finish, the consumption rate should decrease somewhat. Still, given that I'm a test model, I don't think that I was built with that scenario that I may lose my antenna in mind. Guess you weren't. The full consequence is finally hitting home, I avert my gaze. I hadn't thought it was that big of a deal. Sex droids really like their naps, I guess. Turns out the whole time she was sleeping, she wasn't relaxing but doing system maintenance. I have no clue what exactly it means or how it works, but all I can do for now is hope her optimizations prove fruitful. So how much can you manage on that remaining 60% charge? Well, if I refrain from any excess activity and spend most of my time in sleep mode, I can remain in operation for another 2 or 3 days. And if you just do things normally? I'll run out of energy sometime tomorrow. You may have been recognized officially as my tester. Yet I'm still concerned that, should I have an emergency shutdown, the lab will send a squad our way. Wouldn't put it past them. Guess this means we just gotta find a way to keep you charged up today. Did you miss when I said I'd be fine for a few days if I simply sleep? I'm not deaf. I just think it'd be pretty boring to spend your 2 weeks of freedom doing nothing but sleeping. Not like I have the money to take you out partying or anything, but still. Don't feel guilty about it. I had no expectation that you would do as such anyways. Ego shows me a smile softer than any I'd seen yesterday as she responds. We can always count on sex as a last resort. Still, I'd rather spend these 2 weeks not doing anything we'd like to avoid. I'll put in what effort I can to make that happen. You said yesterday that you can produce energy by eating, yeah? That I did. It's terribly inefficient, but it should be possible. It's probably worth trying then, maybe. I put my hand on my chin and think. Even with the money she gave me, I still don't have the cash to feed a whole family of seven. Still, giving her a bit of food wouldn't be a bad way to buy us time. Given our lack of funds, it'd be a rather pricey experiment. Want to have sex then? I ask you to refrain from acting like we're in a relationship merely because we slept together once. It's repulsive. That was a harsh and fast rejection if I've ever heard one. Even though I'm of the same mind, it still stings a bit. Right, well, I won't avoid sex too. Anyway, so... still, getting you a bite to eat won't kill us. Why not give it a shot? If you insist, I have no reason to refuse. Kind of a roundabout answer, but an agreement nonetheless. It's thanks to her that we have this 50,000 yen to live on. It's only right that at least some of it goes to her. Oh yeah, we should also do something about your clothes. My clothing? Is there an issue with my appearance? No, I mean, yeah, look, it'd draw a few more eyes than I'm comfortable with to have you walking around in something so revealing. I take a good look at Ego once more. She's dressed like a sexy campaign girl or a race queen or something. That or a cosplayer. Whatever label you want to go with, she's showing way too much skin and she'll stick out like a sore thumb. Maybe that outfit works for a sex droid that you're keeping inside 24/7, but not so much for heading out on the town. Now that you mention it, I do believe that my current attire was selected by some rather lascivious researchers. Normally when the customer receives me, he has to change me into clothes that more suit his personal taste. This is merely the default E5 package. So your outfit doesn't have any special functions or anything we gotta worry about? None. It's just normal clothing. A sex droid's main job often requires no clothing at all, so it'd be counterintuitive for us to require special attire. At most, it may be fireproof, waterproof, and protect me from weaponry. They sent you out with a full armor set? Guess the sex company's got all of their bases covered. I find myself wondering if we could strap some guns on her and send her out to war. Seriously, her so-called default attire with no special functions, is that stacked? Talk about high grade. Anyways, I'll head out and grab you some clothes and something tasty. You can swap into sleep mode and hang out here until... I'll go as well. Ego presses her face towards mine. I mean, you're low on battery, plus you've got those clothes on, so I think just for today you should... I am accompanying you, and that is final. Look, did you hear a word I said? You really stick out with those clothes, so I'll go buy you something else to wear, and then I'll come right back. Personally, I feel no shame wearing what is essentially just my work uniform. Hey, you might feel no shame, but come on now. You're gonna have everybody in the world chasing you down. But I understand what you're saying. These clothes do not suit me when I'm outside, yes? Kinda. It's not really a matter if they look good on you or not, though. There's just a certain level of courtesy you're supposed to show when out in public, you know? Wow! I agree! You know? I'm not complaining about whether or not they suit her. If I had to make a call, I'd say she looks pretty good in them. She has a nice face, and her style fits her looks to a T. But it's because she looks so good in those clothes that she'll stand out in the street. Yes! The sex company was generous enough to recognize our arrangement officially. I'd rather not get on their nerves by making a show out of their test model in public. And that would definitely happen. I wish to select what clothing I am to wear. If you go out and buy me something unbecoming, I'll simply refuse to wear it. The same goes for the food as well. It'd be pointless if you come back with something I cannot eat. As such, I believe it'd be much more efficient for me to accompany you. Just won't take no for an answer, will she? Maybe you've got a point. Frankly, I think it would be better for her to tag along too, if not for the whole energy consumption and wardrobe issues. Still, I can't really sweep those problems under the rug. Any chance that you actually just want to tag along because you don't want to be left all alone? Oh, here she goes. Note that sex droids are not so delicate and needy as your average maiden, thank you. Well, thanks for that. I simply wish to come along, as I believe your plan to be pointlessly inefficient. Additionally, I am rather interested in the world of man, and I cannot fathom just what sort of closed-minded individual would deny me such a request simply because he cannot overlook my state of dress and energy issues and... Okay, quit talking my ear off. Excuse my inefficiency. Tired of hearing her run on excuses, I cut ego off. I guess it's natural she'd have her own taste in clothing and food. Letting her come along and choose for herself will make quicker. She's only got 2 weeks to enjoy little experiences like this, too. The energy is a genuine concern, but we keep sex in the back pocket for that one. Taking ego along won't end the world, probably. Finally agreeing, I nod my head. Fine. We don't have the cash to spare for a taxi, though, so we're hoofing it. You positive you got the energy? Give me a moment. Whatever that is. Give me a moment. I'll search for the optimal route to the nearest shopping mall. I believe the bus will be easier and more efficient than walking. I have an IC card equipped inside of me so we can charge our bus fare to the professor. You're just loaded with features, eh? She's like a smartphone that can run off on its own. Yeah, that's pretty much what they would be. We put ego maps in the professor's generous donation to good use. In no time at all, we've arrived at a nearby shopping mall. Okay. Fascinating. Very fascinating. What it lacks in defensive capabilities, it makes up for in ease of movement and comfort. Man, maybe she's a combat robot. Ego, now having changed into some normal clothing, plays around with her skirt. To any passerby, she would now appear to be a standard, cute, wifeable girl. Keep flipping your skirt like that and someone's gonna see your panties. Getting possessive, are we? Well, the robot girl that I just talked about wants the guy to be pretty possessive, right? If you even think about talking to another AI, I'll get super mad, what she said. Not one bit. Or just concerned about drawing too much attention. Does Ego not even realize herself just how attractive she is? She was literally built for sex. No one could argue that she isn't cute, at least not on the surface. Even though she has normal clothes on, she's catching a few glances. Oh man! Oh, look at that! Look at the gazongas on the... This is definitely better than her previous outfit, but we're still not exactly flying under the radar. You're far too concerned about what others think. Keep stressing yourself out like that, you'll go bald. You tell that to the little bit of hair I have left. That's more than you think. I don't think you're concerned enough. She's free to stop concerning herself with my hairline, though. You know, my uncle started losing his hair in his 30s. I'm just now starting, you know, at 40. You good with just these clothes? I motion to the paper bag I'm holding. That I am. These are plenty. But I look at bald men like Jason Statham and The Rock, and I'm like, okay, maybe bald head isn't that bad. I'll only be around for 2 weeks, so it'd be a hassle if you had to deal with getting rid of too much once I'm gone. Not to mention our financial situation. I appreciate your consideration. I give her an exaggerated bow of the head. We bought her some clothes, underwear, pajamas, and a towel. I have no idea how to pick stuff out for women, but she got to choose, so I figure whatever we've got here is fine. If we think of anything we're missing, we can pick it up later. Like she said, she'll only be around for 2 weeks, and this should be fine. The sex droids really need underwear, though. I've actually been wondering if you have to worry about using the bathroom and all that stuff. Oh, you wish for me to walk around without any undergarments? Is that your fetish? It's not even remotely what I was implying. Knowing that she's just messing with me, I shake my head in exasperation. Obviously, I mean that she doesn't go through menstruation or most other biological functions of a real woman, so she shouldn't have to worry about all the dirty stuff. Basically, I was just thinking that it didn't seem like she'd have a need for laundry or baths. You have to bathe your robot. Please bathe your robots, folks. You're so shallow-minded, Hajime. Of course it's necessary. They're walking around. Somebody around here smells like some rust! Some bad robo-bio! Starting to smell like you smelled like steel, and now you're smelling like iron! Wrought iron! Have you forgotten that I squirted for you just yesterday? Gotcha. Stuff like that, huh? Yeah, sure, you did that for me. Definitely not because of how good you feel. I think to myself silently. Oh, don't get her started. I'm so mature. I neither sweat nor expel waste in quite the same way as humans, but I still have a number of other bodily fluids that must be managed. Therefore, yes, my clothing gets dirty, and yes, I need to wash it as well myself. And yes, I need to wash it as well as myself. I was deliberately made as similar to a human being as I could manage. Gotcha. Deliberately. I just kind of agree without arguing over semantics. Sex droids have really got an around-the-clock job, if you can call it that. I'll definitely agree that being with ego feels about the same as being with a real person. So she's got all these features to make her feel as similar to us as possible. Got it. Smart people know how to make some wild shit. That they do. Wearing cute clothing boosts my mood as well. I suppose this is the appeal of cosplay? Sex droids are into looking cute too, huh? I'll take your word for it. Anyways, we've got you your clothes, now for the main event. We'll recharge you with some food. Excellent timing. My energy levels have dropped down by another 35%. At this rate, I'll be out of energy before we can return home. That would certainly draw some eyes. Wonder how much she weighs. You have to pick it up and run it home. Oh, don't mind me. I'm running my robot home. How do you burn through energy so fast? You should have told me sooner. That's kind of important, don't you think? To the supermarket! I grab Ego and start rushing towards the grocery store. I'll take these, please. Oh, that as well. Ah, that looks rather yummy as well. One of those, too. It feels as if with each step, Ego takes my basket. It feels as if with each step, Ego takes my basket, gets two or three items heavier. Hold on. I don't like the way that's worded. It feels as if with each step that ego takes, it feels as if with each step ego takes, my basket gets two or three times or three items heavier. That makes sense. She has just placed a 250-gram package of marbled Wagyu into it. Ooh, that's Wagyu beef. That's not cheap. We're at a discount store, yet it's got a... Ooh, yeah. About a 50 yen, $50 price on it. Yeah, that makes sense. That's how much it costs. Y'all that deal with Wagyu beef? It ain't the one that Arby's says it is. Arby's says, oh, we got Wagyu steak. Oh, nah, y'all ain't got no Wagyu steak. Y'all wouldn't be selling it for $10. I discreetly place it back from where she took it while she's distracted. Oh, some eel with soy sauce sounds rather delicious. I've had eel before. It's not that delicious. Hajime, where's my Wagyu? The shelf. It returned to where it belongs. It certainly did. I looked at that price and was like, my God, robot woman, I cannot afford this. My funds are too low for this purchase. How dare you? Why do you so despise me? Not an issue of how much I hate you. We don't have the money! Wagyu is way too pricey for us. Please tell me she's not gonna have a fit. Uh-oh, here we go. Were you lying when you said you wished for me to enjoy these 2 weeks? Oh, here we go. Were you simply trying to put on a show and act all cool and generous? I obviously wasn't lying. I was serious, but we can't blow a tenth of the cash we need to survive on for 2 weeks on a single pack of meat. It ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry, lady. You might be a top-of-the-line sex bot, but I'm not spending $50 on Wagyu beef. It's not fucking happening. Our reserves have already taken a significant hit from buying her these clothes. She's already set the house on fire. I'm sure she has. Though, to be fair, you could smell smoke even before she got here. Still, I must protest. They say that meat is good for the soul. Yeah, there's meat on that shelf that isn't $50. It's good for the soul too, but cheaper on the wallet, which is even better for the soul sometimes. That must mean that it would be extra efficient for producing energy. 100% agreed. But our meat is over this way. Yes, sir, I agree. Chicken breasts on sale for 55 yen for 100 grams. One pack will run you less than 200 yen. That's good. Now that's some bang for your buck. It's almost beautiful.
Lord.
Still, well-marbled beef. It's sure to be both more delicious and higher in calories. No. Your information is off. There's a bad source. You're intentionally trying to select inefficient foods in order to force me to have sex with you, aren't you? Obviously not, dumbass. I'm just keeping our budget in mind. I returned the eel she has snuck into my basket to the shelf as well. Very well. We can settle on the chicken. Dun 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 dun! Every time a man wins an argument, there needs to be just a guy that comes out on a horn. Dun, 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 dun. That would be crazy. We got one! You, sir, have just won an argument with a woman! Huh, me? Oh, how do you feel? What are you gonna do next? You going to Disneyland? It is my fault for selecting such a terrible provider as my tester. Oh, I don't know. I don't think she's ready to give up. After all, she continues muttering to herself, but obeys. Oh, you can mutter all you want. We're buying the chicken. Soon, a sign for another sale catches my eye. Oh, this is a good deal too, don't you think? They've got some Pollock Shiroko here. Anatomy-wise, that could be pretty good for restoring Ego's energy. At only 130 yen a gram, it's kind of a steal. Well, it certainly seems edible. Still, seeing how gross it looks, I can't help but think you have some twisted intentions in mind. It won't kill you. Seriously, are you in middle school? I literally cream-pied her yesterday. Can she grow up? Okay, maybe that's all the more reason she might think I have something lewd in mind, but... Well, I suppose it doesn't hurt to try. If it is your command, I will accept my fate of being forced to eat this slimy white... Stopping you right there! Once more, I play the straight man. She's less suited to being a sex droid than she is a D-list comedian. She cracks jokes way too often. I don't know how many people besides me would be able to handle her. Still, not having to be stiff with her is pretty fun. Hajime, let's buy this too. A banana? Bananas are loaded with calcium, so they're good for boosting male hormones. Oh, now we just need to find something high in zinc. Oh, you know what she wants. Am I supposed to eat that for some reason? What, need me to fill your tanks again? Excuse me, security, there's a sexual predator on the loose. Stop it! People actually take that shit seriously these days. I desperately try to get her to stop. Security officer actually looked our way for a moment, but somehow I managed to wave him away. That was close. That kind of misunderstanding could have taken ages to clear up. I heave a sigh. Alright, Hajime, let's get going. Boy, that would have been a mess. We should grab some daily necessities as well while we're here. Hey, Ego. Ego leads me by the hand towards the general goods section of the store. A few of the nearby shoppers watch us with a grin. Maybe to a stranger we look like a cute couple out on a date right now. Now that she's in some casual clothes, Ego's cute enough to draw eyes. What are you dawdling for, Hajime? Let's get going. My bad, let's go. I guess it really doesn't matter how strangers see us. We are who we are. No matter how people see us, that won't change. Anywho, you're not slick. No eel or wagyu. Just give up already. Your guard is too strong. I once again return the luxury items from the basket to their rightful places on the shelf. Shopping with Ego turned out to be surprisingly fun.
Impressive.
I believe I am beginning to understand the appeal of human dining. Ego carefully looks over each food item as if inspecting it before bringing it to her mouth. I didn't so much cook as I did just grill and boil some different ingredients. I'm no real chef. This is about the limit of my abilities. I doubt anything I prepare is really going to be the most delicious thing in the world. Ego nonetheless digs in, eating to her heart's content. Can you actually taste anything? Don't be silly. The ability to taste is an essential function for androids. Nursing and medical robots would run into trouble if they couldn't taste, wouldn't they? We too have similar functions equipped in order to satisfy our owner's health needs. I don't think I get it. What does taste have to do with that? Well, it is rather unpleasant, but... Ah, Ego's expression tells me all I need to know. There are all sorts of sex acts that use the mouth and tongue. I'm sure a bunch of which I'd rather not know about. Sex droids have it rough. While that thought percolates, I watch her eat. Her pace hasn't declined one bit. She's already scarfed down enough for 3 grown men by this point. She's eating like Goku, man. You're still going? I told you this method is terribly inefficient. Yet you are the one who insisted we try it, are you not? Guess I did. Yeah, I suggested it. I hadn't imagined just how absurd the result would be, though. Our family-sized appetite makes me realize just how true Engel's law truly is. The semen you made us buy is surprisingly good. It also feels strangely efficient for replenishing my energy. That's Shiriko. Call it whatever you want, though. Technically, yeah, it's fish testicles. Maybe this stuff has more in common with human cum than I thought. It was cheap, so I'm glad we bought it. I won't be having Shiriko. If it's good at restoring her energy despite the portion size, that's pretty nice. Even then, at this pace, we'll definitely run out of money before the 2 weeks are through. I was hoping the whole food experiment would reveal some new path forward, but I don't think that's worked out. Phew, much appreciated, Hajime. I have been satisfied. I believe I would say that my stomach is full. Unlike me, dejected at my failed experiment, Ego proclaims her satisfaction. We bought so much food. Where the hell did she fit it all in that tiny body of hers? She's gotta have some really crazy insides. I convinced myself to stop thinking about it. I won't be able to fully comment on just how much energy was successfully restored until my body digests and metabolizes everything. Should my energy levels reach a critical low, I'll be sure to notify you. With that out of the way, I would be taking a bath now. She stands up and heads towards the bathroom. I watch her as she makes off excitedly, giddy to take a dip. A few moments pass, and I can hear cheerful humming muffled by the sound of running shower water. Didn't think I'd hear a sex droid humming. She ate her fill, then went straight off to the bath. She really just takes things at her own pace. At least seeing her actually enjoying herself makes me feel strangely fine with the situation. I guess I'm cool just letting things play out, however, but, depending on how you see it, Ego only has 2 weeks left to live. She doesn't seem to have enough of a hold on the concepts of life and death to go all grief-stricken or melancholic, but still it'll help me sleep at night if I don't force a girl on death's doorstep to have sex against her will. I give a silent prayer that we'll be able to avoid that. Meanwhile, I clean up all the dirty dishes she left on the table. It's gonna be sad when she dies.
Hajime.
Alright, guys. So, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you guys next time for an hour and a half more of Ego's Spark. I'm out. I'll see you next time.